Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Ash, what about those insurance ads with catchy jingles?
And the lawyer commercials.
The jingles might get stuck in your head, but they're designed to do one thing, distract you.
Distract you from hiring the right professional team to represent you.
Choose reputation over shtick.
Sam and I are real personal injury attorneys who focus on you and your recovery.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Monday, which means it's time for First and 10 with your hosts, Vinny Bonsignor and Sam Gordon.
What's going on, Raider Nation? Welcome back to Vegas Nation First and 10, your Monday go-to for Raider news and analysis. And sometimes the shoulder to rest your head on, Raider fans, after a tough loss. And that's exactly what happened last night at Allegiant Stadium. The Kansas City Chiefs came back on the Raiders over the last minute or so to pull out a thrilling for the Chiefs, but bitterly frustrating for the Raiders, 35-31 loss. Just a gut kick to the Raiders. There's no question about it. They fought as hard as they could. They were in position to win that game and complete a season sweep of the Kansas City Chiefs. It didn't happen. And as a result, they have to pick up the pieces, get ready for the Atlanta Falcons. I think their attention and focus shifts from winning the AFC West, which they would have been in decent position to do so had they held on last night, to now looking ahead to the wild card race where they're in the thick of things with a handful of other teams. And it's incumbent that they take care of business the rest of the way in order to punch their tickets to the ticket to the playoffs. Before we bring in my co-host, Sam Gordon, who also covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and Vegas Nation, just want to let you know that First and 10 is sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law and presented by Indeed and Favorshot, drinkafavor.com. Sam, it was a thrilling, exhilarating, taxing roller coaster ride of a night at Allegiant Stadium Sunday for everybody involved, including us. How do you feel Monday morning? And what are your thoughts about what happened last night to the Raiders?
Yeah, Vinny, good morning. It's, you know, it was, like you said, a really a phenomenal football game. I think one of the games of the year in the NFL. And the whole time, well, not the whole time, but a lot of the game, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, what would this place be like, you know, Allegiant Stadium with 65,000 strong going nuts for Sunday Night Football? Because that was the perfect stage for a Sunday Night Football game, a kind of a perfect, you know, moment, perfect situation for the Raiders to make yet another statement, you know, following up on the statement they made on October 11th. And regardless of the result, granted, they did not win the game, of course, a heartbreaking loss. They proved yet again that, look, they can play with anybody. They were right there, I mean, one or two plays away, like you said, Vinny, from sweeping the Kansas City Chiefs. And really, it was Patrick Mahomes' magic, right? I mean, the best quarterback in the NFL gets the ball with a minute, you know, minute and some change, and he does what he does. He goes right down the field, and really the Raiders were kind of helpless to stop it. And on that final play, Jonathan Abram, you know, the gravity of Patrick Mahomes rolling out of the pocket sucks Jonathan Abram in, and Travis Kelce sneaks behind him and is wide open in the end zone. And that's the difference right there. But the really, really a tremendous game. The Raiders offense was outstanding. I thought Derek Carr played as good as he possibly could have. I mean, that was as good as I have seen him play in his career. He was totally in command, Vinny, totally in control. was outstanding. It had a few drops work against him too. I mean, before that interception, which you're trying to make a play on the last play of the game, don't really hold that against him. He's 23 of 30, 275 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was excellent. Mahomes was excellent, and at the end of the day, Mahomes made one more play, and that's all it came down to.
Yeah, and I think that, moral victory to acknowledge that the Raiders are closing the gap on the Chiefs. I think that's obvious. They won the first meeting in Kansas City. They took the Chiefs they pushed the Chiefs as far as possible, and the Chiefs needed everything that they could muster to win the rematch. So the Raiders are definitely closing the gap on the Chiefs. They're not quite there yet, but they're headed in the right direction. I think one of the takeaways, and I reaching out to some folks after the game last night, late into the night, into the early morning, basically. But one of the sentiments that I got was, sometimes you need an A-plus effort, and the Raiders got, just an A effort last night. They needed the plus effort. And that was really the difference. That A effort's going to beat a whole bunch of teams. Raider Nation can rest assured on that. But to beat the Chiefs, you need an A-plus effort. And the Raiders, unfortunately, didn't quite get that. There were a couple of drops offensively. There were some penalties, too many penalties. They couldn't get the run game going the way I thought that they would be able to against a Chiefs team that's had difficulty stopping the run. And then, of course, on defense, you're not going to shut out the Kansas City Chiefs. That's unrealistic and foolish to even contemplate, something as outlandish as that. But you still need to be able to, when it gets right down to it, make a play. And all due respect to the Raiders defense, there's no question they were depleted, not having 3 starters. There were 7 other players who missed all of practice last week. So it was like, hey, get up Sunday morning and go play the Super Bowl champions. Good luck with that. I think by the end of that game, the Raiders depleted and defense didn't really have a great week to prepare. Was a little gassed when it finally came down to it. And so it goes back to beat a team like the Chiefs, you almost have to be perfect. And the Raiders just were a tad below perfect, and it cost them. But the thing that where my head went after that game was for the Raiders, they have to just pick up the pieces as quickly as possible. Yes, that was a devastating loss. There's no question that that locker room was a devastated place. It's these moments that I really hate the world that we're operating in, because it's after these type of losses that you go into a locker room, and you test the temperature, you check the temperature of the team and get a feel for what it, what it feels like after a loss like this. And just from experience and knowing a lot of these guys and understanding their professionalism and maturity, I think it was equal parts just devastated, but equal parts, focused on not letting this loss spiral into multiple losses, and they can't let that happen. There's too much at stake right now for the Raiders to dwell on this one. They've got the Atlanta Falcons coming up next week, the New York Jets a week after that. Those are 2 winnable games. They have to win those games in order to get where they want to get to, and they can't let the carryover effect of this loss affect that endeavor.
No, not one bit, Vinny. They're still right now they're the 7th seed in the AFC. That would be good enough to make the playoffs. And they understand, look, they control their own destiny here. You lose a football game. You lose a football game, in heartbreaking fashion, but it's the Chiefs, and you move forward. And ultimately what they're going to have to do. And like you said, 2 winnable games on the horizon. This is a team that has played. I mean, they've proven throughout the course of the year they're a good football team, a playoff caliber football team. They are in position to make the playoffs and to establish themselves and to continue building on the culture that John Gruden and Mike Mayock have tried to implement since they came within the last couple of years. So, you turn the page, you move forward, you take the positives away, and then you work on in trying to improve the negatives. And for the Raiders, I'm sure they hope they get some of those defensive players back this next week, and then it's on to Atlanta, on to the final, 2 of the final 3 road games of the season. And then they get a little bit of a reprieve with a few home games before going on the road against Denver. So That doesn't alter anything, doesn't change their goals. You got to stay on track and continue to focus on the next game. And that's the Atlanta Falcons.
You got hurt in an accident. Now you need the right lawyer to help you.
Don't hire a do-nothing, no-call, no-show lawyer.
We are Sam and Ash, and we are different.
We've recovered over $400 million for our clients, and we promise to always call you back the same day.
While no one can guarantee an outcome in your case, we have the experience to get you the results that you deserve.
So call us at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time. There are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the this offense is just, you know, it's a pretty special offense. And that's, you know, even without getting the running game rolling, you know, last night, as they had in the previous three games, they had run for more than close to 600 yards over the last three games. Twice they went over 200 yards in their, you know, over the last three games. I felt like they needed to do that against the Chiefs. If you look at the time of possession, the Chiefs had it 32 minutes roughly in a few seconds, and the Raiders were at 27 and change. That's not a big discrepancy, Sam, but it needed to be flipped. It needed to be 32 for the Raiders, 27 for the Chiefs, especially, you know, when you have a defense as depleted as the Raiders were. I think you needed to be able to hold on to the ball longer than the Chiefs did. That five extra minutes that the Chiefs had the ball over the Raiders, I think, was a huge, huge swing. And in order for the Raiders to have done that, you know, I think that, you know, being able to run the ball a little bit better could have helped that. As it is, you know, they didn't, and it allowed the Chiefs at times to just and the Chiefs were pretty. It was a wise game plan. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes in the first meeting felt like he held on to the ball a little bit too long. He didn't have a very good game in that first meeting. They changed things up with a lot of quick hitting, short pattern. Get the ball out as quickly as possible from Patrick Mahomes to his array of talent, and then just march down the field. It was one of those, forget the necessarily the big, huge, big chunk plays, which they're so well known for. In their mind, it was, you know, let's dink and dunk and be accurate and hold on to the ball and be crisp and efficient and you know, run off these 12 play, 93 yard, you know, 6 minute drives. And it's exactly what they were able to do. And it was what the Raiders needed to do. It wasn't far off on the 5 minutes, but it was far enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And if you go back to your point about the running game, You look at that first meeting, right, on October 11th, Arrowhead Stadium. The Raiders in that game ran for 144 yards. At that time, that was their season high. That was the most yards they had run for. And they did what you talked about. They controlled the clock. They controlled the pace of play. I think that you credit the Chiefs. They adjusted. They like you said, with the quick passing game, and then defensively, they stopped the run. They stepped up and stopped the run. This is, again, one of the bottom five run defenses in the NFL coming into this game. And they figured, look, the Raiders are going to try and run the ball. And if we, as speaking from the Chiefs' perspective, stop the run, and you know, Derek Carr is going to do what he does, but if we stop the run and force them to hit big plays and go quick and things like that, it gets our offense back on the field. And the Chiefs were able to execute that and execute it at a high level. And as good as Derek Carr was, some of those drives, weren't, like you said, they weren't long enough. And especially you go to that last drive where they go in and take the lead, late in the fourth quarter, it just felt to me, Vinny, it just felt like, I think there was a sense up there in the press box, like, this is too much time. This is too much time. And there were a couple instances. I know Derek Carr stepped out of bounds on one play where he's scrambling, he rolls out of the pocket where he could maybe slide and keep the clock running and stay in bounds and do things like that. Just little things here and there. They had trouble executing on the goal line. There's all these penalties. False start after the 2-minute warning. Another false start. Then a penalty here. And all those things stopped the clock. And you didn't force Kansas City to use their timeouts. And it just wasn't – it's an excellent drive, not taking anything away from that. But there's just moments where they needed to be a little bit more precise and be a little bit more efficient in the way they managed the clock. And that's what the Chiefs did yesterday. And that's the difference between win and loss. And it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, it's the Kansas City Chiefs we're talking about. It's Andy Reid. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Travis Kelce. It's Tyreek Hill. Didn't get it done. An A-plus is what they played. They played an A-plus game on October 11th. It was an A yesterday. And, you know, no sacks for Patrick Mahomes. He was clean. They kept him clean. And he was able to kind of do whatever he wanted when push came to shove in that second half.
Yeah, and, you know, being around sports as long as we have, I think one of the things that you always understand that becomes crystal clear is that cleaning up those finer points, closing that final gap between being a good team and a great team, you know, understanding the nuances of the game and being able to execute those nuances at the most critical moments when a win or a loss, you know, hangs in the balance. That's where I think the Raiders are right now. It's a great place to be because it shows the progress that they've made. Like, they don't need to. It's no longer a case of, you know, holes all over the roster. It's going to take years for this thing to get rebuilt. It's, you know, obviously they need some help defensively, and I think they're a draft and a free agency away from accomplishing those objectives. But the understanding of how to close out games, how to be precise when you need to be precise at the critical moments, all of the things that championship teams do on a consistent basis and the good teams sometimes fail to do or too often fail to do. I think that's where the Raiders are. And sometimes that's the longest, hardest, final little push to cover. But that's where the Raiders are. And so they need to learn from what happened last night. You can't have the kind of a breakdown. I know that Jonathan Abrams thinking, I can't let Patrick Mahomes scramble here. There was a lot of open space for Patrick Mahomes to exploit right there. So I get where Jonathan Abrams is thinking, but you can't just, if you're going to make that kind of a move and break off your coverage, you have to know that somebody's going to slide over and pick up the space that you're vacating. So little things like that, the execution at the line, at the goal line, some penalties that, you know, you just couldn't afford to have. Again, it's the difference between an A-plus performance and an A performance, but to win championships, A-plus is what's required. And, you know, they're headed there. They're getting there. It's just now a matter of being able to close that last gap in order to say, hey, you know, this is a team that's capable of doing really special things, and when they have to have it, are able to execute it. So, you know, that's where the Raiders are right now. It's, again, Sam, not a bad place to be.
No, not at all. I mean, last night felt like a heavyweight fight, kind of back and forth, take a punch, give a punch, take a punch, give a punch. So the fact that the Raiders are there, I mean, they are, you know, peers now for the most part with the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't, like you said, they haven't passed them up. It's not their division yet, But they are they can go blow for blow with the Chiefs. They can go blow for blow with the good teams in the NFL. They played with Tampa Bay for 3.5 quarters. I mean, they beat the New Orleans Saints. So to me, again, there's no question about it. This still looks and feels very much like a playoff team. And now it's on the Raiders to take care of their business and bounce back and do some of those things that they were able to do during that 3-game winning streak, get the run game back going, be a little bit more disciplined on defense. And then Derek Carr, as long as he keeps being Derek Carr, they're going to be fine. I mean, I cannot, I cannot overstate how good I thought he looked yesterday, how in command, how in control, how poised he was throughout the course of the game. I mean, he was a few drops away from 350 and 4 touchdowns, that kind of outing on Sunday Night Football. That's been par for the course. Kind of that level of play has been par for the course for him this season. You know, we've said it again, time and time again throughout the course of this podcast, that he's performing like a top, top 7, top 8 quarterback this season. He did that again last night. And, it's time to move forward now. And that offense, as long as the Raiders have the offense that they do, they're going to be in any all the rest of these games and have a very, very good chance to win a lot of them. So, yeah, you move on. You learn what you can from the Chiefs. You move forward now. And it's, I mean, now it's time to take care of business. The Baltimore Ravens are also 6-4. The Miami Dolphins are 6-4. They're chasing the Cleveland Browns at 7-3, with whom they hold a tiebreaker advantage. They're chasing the Tennessee Titans at 7-3, who are battling for that AFC crown. So very, very, very crowded playoff picture. And it's going to be a fun finish to the season here for sure. And I know the Raiders understand what's at stake.
Yeah, and before we get out of here, help could be on the way. We'll see this week if Cleveland Farrell is back off the COVID list. We'll see if Corey Littleton is back off the COVID list. We'll see if LaMarcus Joyner is back off the COVID list. I know Raider fans have had issues with Corey Littleton and LaMarcus Joyner. I get it, but you need your starting players out there. You need those guys out there.
The depth too. I mean, it's the depth. Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's all hands on deck is required right now. And that means getting those guys back. We'll see this week if that's in the cards, for the Raiders. Offensively, you need Richie Incognito to come back. You need, Trent Brown to come back. And, we'll see if they're any closer to meeting that objective this week as well. So a lot to look forward to if you're a Raider fan, a lot to keep an eye on as far as help coming. And look, if they could get those players back just in the nick of time as they make this final push, the Raiders, I think, are going to be set up really well to make the playoffs. And I think that, especially with the diminished home field advantage these days, without fans playing a big part in stadiums, to me, if the Raiders come correct in the playoffs, assuming that they get there, they're not going to be the easiest out. I wouldn't really want to be having to play the Raiders in the playoffs with the way that offense can get it rolling and the pressure it puts on your offense to have to keep up. The Raiders defense needs some help, and that's going to help whoever they play. But as Patrick, it took everything that the Chiefs had last night, including a clutch performance by the best quarterback in the game, to pull that thing out. Not everybody has Patrick Mahomes. So it'll be interesting, Sam. Appreciate it. Busy week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We'll be back at it next Monday after the Atlanta Falcons game and see where how the Raiders were able to respond from this loss and get themselves pointed back in the right direction. Just want to say thanks to Larry Muir, our producer, who's holding down the fort back home. Sam, thanks a lot, man. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week. And also, just to let you know that follow everybody, VegasNation.com. Download the app, Vegas Nation. Check out all our videos, all our podcasts. There's a slew of them, Raider-related, sports-related. Keep checking it out. Keep supporting us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Vinny. See you later.
If you've been injured in an accident, you need the right team on your side.
Ashley is a former insurance defense attorney who knows the insurance industry's playbook.
And Sam is an experienced high-stakes negotiator for accident victims and their families.
At Sam and Ash, our sole focus is on you. your recovery and getting you the best possible settlement in the least amount of time.
Call us day or night at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.